here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 12th of July, 2017. It was on this day in 1389, King Richard II appointed Geoffrey Chaucer to the position of chief clerk of the King's Works in Westminster, which came with a good salary, £30 per year, but a very heavy workload. Chaucer had to supervise the building, the maintenance of a number of royal projects, including the Tower of London and Westminster Palace. But it gave him the chance to travel widely and to meet people of many different social classes, and probably was a help in enabling him to write his great work, The Canterbury Tales. It's the birthday of the poet Pablo Neruda, born in Parral, Chile in 1904. He was born Neftali Ricardo Reyes Basualto, but because his father did not approve of his writing poetry, he published his first book, Crepuscolario, under the pen name Pablo Neruda. It's the birthday of Henry David Thoreau, born Concord, Massachusetts, 1817, went to Harvard, didn't like it very much, went to work as a schoolteacher, did not like that. He went to work in his father's pencil factory, came up with a better way to bind graphite and clay, and then he found his calling in 1844, when his friend Ralph Waldo Emerson bought land on the shore of Walden Pond, and Thoreau decided to build a cabin there. It was only 2 miles from the village. He had plenty of visitors, lived there only 2 years, but he got a good book out of it. Walden, Life in the Woods, came out in 1854, in which Thoreau wrote, "I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours." And it's the birthday of Julius Caesar, born in Rome around 100 B.C., a great military leader who captured for the Roman Empire most of what became France and Great Britain. And he wrote about his triumphs on the battlefield, and his writing turned him into a national hero. He came back to Rome. The Roman Senate was very leery of Caesar, told him to lay down his military command. But he did not. He crossed the Rubicon River with his army, challenging the authority of the Senate. There was a civil war, which was won by Caesar, though he was outnumbered. He was merciful to his opponents. He wanted them to become his allies, and that may have been his biggest mistake, because it was a group of those men he spared who began to conspire against him and who killed him. He was an absolute dictator of Rome, and the Roman Republic that the Senate represented never returned. Rome was ruled by a series of emperors for the rest of its existence. Here's a poem by Emily Dickinson. This is my letter to the world. This is my letter to the world that never wrote to me the simple news that nature told with tender majesty. Her message is committed to hands I cannot see. For love of her, sweet countrymen, judge tenderly of me. This is my letter to the world, poem by Emily Dickinson. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by Staples. Staples offers copy and print solutions for businesses, from color copies to presentations to promotional products. More at Staples Stores or staples.com. Staples, it's pro time. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.